first of all, I appreciate everybody's cooperation on this. I know we were trying to get it done. I apologize for not being able to get down to Mandarin. I know that was a big deal for our players. And when I went in the locker room and told them, I know they were disappointed in it. But they bounced back. We tried to get a practice in here, full pads, and pushed it as far as we could go until the weather kept us. So, but, you know, all of you that are here appreciate that. And the fans, I apologize. And hopefully we can do it another time. Practice was a little bit different. We cut it down, you know, try to beat the weather, try to get it in. Went right into more individual group work with special teams, and we didn't get into any team run or team pass, so not much situation. We'll have to catch up with it, probably readjust our scheduling and our install from here on out, and but we'll be able to adjust to it.
At the high school, was it the lightning, or were you told the field was not in great shape?
The field, I think, it sounded like it was handling it, but they didn't know how much more it could withstand.
So you didn't want to tear it up for
them. Yeah, well, yeah, that and just the it was a different
It's a simple question. Yeah, anybody else going to ask that question?
The field is different down there compared to ours. Ours is more sand-based, so it drains quicker. That's so there was going to hold water a little bit more. So,
do you change the schedule at all for tomorrow, or do they?
No, they have players' day off. Okay. Yep.
Do you get more out of today or their final mini camp practice?
You know what? We learned about in the final mini camp practice that we could have a practice like this. So you know they're both.
Did you think about going back out? But then it was just too much rain or tonight. I mean.
Well, yeah, we waited, but just the lightning strike was too close, and it was supposed to be like that for a while.
It seems like Luke has looked a lot. Luke Jokel's looked a lot better with pads on. Do you think that there's any rhyme or reason for that?
Well, his confidence is growing. I think with every practice, and I think his size, his weight, his strength that he put on the off season, and then he's putting it to work. And I think every practice he goes out there, he's gaining more and more confidence. So, he's a really competitive person, and so it's not surprising to us as a coaching staff. We've seen this all along. So now it's just day after day.
Was there an option? Could you have brought him back tomorrow to practice, or did you just want to keep that day off?
No, I don't think we could bring him back tomorrow after because we had a walkthrough today. And,
okay, so you did that.
Yeah, and then the how long we were out there today.
Was Marquise?
Yeah, you know what? With Marquise, it was more – that was on me. I just felt like – and looking at – this was part of the analytics. His GPS numbers the last 2 days were really high. And I think from what he went through, it was more precautionary on my part to say, you know what, the numbers are high, the highest of all the receivers, and the certain acceleration, so just kept him out. But he should be ready to go Wednesday.
What did that mean with the weather
or no.
The field?
What does that mean?
What's that?
GPS.
Well, we have the ability to, you know, understand our guys, the load that's on them. And
like
the workload. The workload that he had. And, some of the things that he did, his workload was pretty high. So I knew we were looking at giving him a day off, you know, somewhere in here, and then seeing that, then it was.
And Roy had two in a row, is that correct?
Yep.
Just any reason behind
that? No, just same thing. I think more so just for him to, you know, with his knee, to give it a rest and see where he comes back. But you'll see him, he should, you know, he'll still have some days off as we progress, but maybe not two in a row.
Ace Sanders suspended. I know he's not on your team anymore, but do you feel like you guys stuck with them as long as you could?
Yeah, you know what? The way I understand it, all the league matters like that are pretty confidential. You know, I can just comment. You know, like I said before, it was more of a situation. We had to make a decision with our head than our heart. It's tough. Ace was, very important and did some good things for us. So, we wish him the best.
Are you happy with his replacement so far, Greg Jenkins?
Yeah. The one thing about Greg is that he has some familiarity. I told you that there are some differences that he's learning, but, it made it for an easier transition.
Do you like seeing how the guys react to the weather? The changes.
You know what? And that's why I went in the locker room and I talked to him about it. I said, there could be a game where we have to come in the locker room and to get a routine. What do you do? It might be you're sitting in here for a half hour, an hour. Some guys will take off everything and go in and re-shower and start all over again. So we talked about a routine. What are you going to do as far as a routine if this should happen in a game? And we'll hit more of that in a team meeting. So that part was a good learning experience for him.